It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The grain markets are in a position where they're looking for news to help give them direction. The biggest thing that we're watching, of course, now is South America weather and U.S. demand. And so far, both have been somewhat supportive to the market. When we return from the break, we'll talk about what the markets are looking at and what the dynamics are at this time.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we saw a pretty volatile U.S. market as we were going close to the holiday season. Up until Christmas, we were seeing some pretty good strength. But then the week after Christmas, we saw the markets kind of deflate a little bit with a lot of profit taking place. And the market kind of not feeling too good about the China trade deal. As we're making sales, but we're not seeing too many shipments taking place, and that has a lot of traders concerned that they could come in and cancel these soybean purchases. As of late, we are seeing that China has bought about 10 million metric ton of the 12 million that they promised to buy, but shipments continue to lag, and that has the market a little on the concern side. But it does appear that most of these shipments will start taking place sometime between February, March, and in April. And that would be reasonable to look at. Also, we're watching South America weather as that continues to be somewhat supportive, as Brazil continues to see pretty much close to ideal conditions, or at least favorable conditions, whereas Argentina is starting to get dry, and that is starting to cause a little concern. Between the export sales and the weather, it is helping to support the market, or at least bring some buying back into the soybean market. Corn continues to see it set up in its trading ranges, which is pretty tight between this 435 and 450. And corn likely won't do much until we start getting some of the piles cleaned up out in the country. Wheat continues to struggle, though, as that market continues to stay close to contract lows as world production continues to increase. U.S. demand is good, but so is all the other countries, and they have a lot more bushels that we have to chew through. That sets up the dynamics for this market to be watching what the USDA report's going to say in January, and that really will help give this market direction moving forward. At this point, we are expecting to see friendly numbers come out for corn and for soybeans. Wheat numbers are expected to be neutral, but we're also looking at a winter wheat seedings report that should show lower acres for 2026. Overall, there's a lot of dynamics in this market right now, a lot of things that we're watching, a lot of things that are giving the market direction, besides some of the other world activity things that are adding direction to the marketplace. But for now, this market is probably going to be looking more at what Monday's report will tell us.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.